This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast of The Zioli Show. Do us a favor, please subscribe to the podcast, rate it, and tell your friends. Come on, I got kids to feed. College isn't going to pay for itself, you know? Thanks for listening.
Rich Zioli Show Podcast.
Senator Count Grandstangela Cory Booker Spartacus and the Tears of Rage Band from New Jersey embarrassed himself today while questioning a D.C. Circuit Court nominee over the issue of LGBTQ. Now, this is amazing to me because this shows you how much homework Senator Cory Booker from New Jersey has done. Count Grandstangela Spartacus Booker, he's running for president. He's not been in New Jersey in years, I believe, but he's running for president. He wants to be president to move us to a new era of civility, to put all the badness behind us, all the meanness behind us. And this is amazing today, Senator Cory Booker, today for a hearing for Naomi Rao, who is the Trump nominee to replace Justice Brett Kavanaugh on the highly consequential U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia, the D.C. Circuit. Booker used his seat on the Senate Judiciary Committee to try to make some news for himself. Take a listen.
Have you ever had an LGBTQ law clerk?
I've not been a judge, so I don't have any law clerks.
I'm working for you.
Have you ever met a gay person? Have you ever watched a movie with men who were singing, like a choir, like a chorus of a? Have you? What did you think of Rent? The live show of Rent. Did you watch that? Of course, if he did his homework, he would know that she's not a judge yet. But he was mansplaining to her. I love this too because Naomi Rao, N-E-O-M-I-R-A-O, she is the administrator of the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs. I just Wikipedia'd her. I just Googled her. I know more about her than Booker does. I'm not voting on her, but I know more about her right now just from reading on Wikipedia. For example, her mother, Zirin Rao, and her father, Jahangir Narashang Rao, they're both Parsi physicians from India. So she's actually really Indian. She doesn't even need a DNA test to confirm it. She's literally Indian. Anyway, she graduated from Yale University. Who else graduated from Yale University? Oh, right, Cory Booker. You see, you'd think he would take some time to learn about one of his fellow alumni. Alumnus? Alumnae? But nah, he's got a grandstand. Do you have any friends who are LGBTQ? Do you know anyone who's have you ever coffee? Would you make coffee for a gay? I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm gonna take a break, Mr. Chairman. I'm out of time. Very awkward.
Have you ever had an LGBTQ law clerk?
I've not been a judge, so I don't have any law clerks.
I'm working for you.
I mean, like a house cleaner. Was your house cleaner gay or willing to try? Curious? Ooh, this is weird. Look, a cat. And then he just runs out of the room. That guy is running for president of the United States. He's a New Jersey senator. When you're on the Judiciary Committee, you have one job, and that is to sit there and grandstand over judicial nominees. Because you at least know the person's not a judge yet. Like, is that so hard to ask? But then, of course, you top that with Senator Mazie Hirono from Hawaii, who says, hold my beer, Count Grandstangela. Because I want to show you how to really embarrass yourself if you're a United States senator. Senator Mazie Hirono asks the judge nominee, Rao, about past writings. Well, take a listen.
Here's an actual situation. I think you responded to something that happened in France where they made dwarf tossing illegal. And you... I think that you said something like, you know, it's up to them whether this is an individual decision. But why wouldn't it would seem as though your writing about dignitary harm would apply to something like dwarf tossing. wouldn't it?
Yeah, Senator, thank you for the opportunity to clarify that. Again, it was in the, I wrote about a particular case in France that was that used different conceptions of dignity. There was a town in France that banned dwarf throwing. There was an individual, Mr. Wackenheim, who made his living doing that.
Mr. Wackenheim, and he said that this stop. This, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking this is made up. This is a Saturday Night Live skit. We made this up in production. I give you my word. My word. This is 100% what actually happened today. This is not edited in any way, shape, or form. And I know you're thinking this is some sort of weird Bermuda Triangle thing. I get it. The best was Maisie Hirano reading the accusation. Clearly had not read it until it was placed in front of her, and then trying to get through it. Because her staff member, who clearly now is looking for another job, really got to the old senator. And you could tell she was really prepped for that. Your writings on dwarf tossing, and then you throw a dwarf from you... Oh, then if a dwarf comes back to you. And what about Mr. Wackadoodle, or what's his name? Mr.
Wackenheim.
There
was an individual, Mr. Wackenheim, who made his living doing that, and he said that this ban affected his dignitary interests. But in my article, I don't take a position one way or another on these issues. I'm just pointing out.
I think your article has been interpreted as that you were okay with a dwarf tossing. This is one of the reasons that an organization that supports their issues is very much against your nomination.
Senator, I need to say, Mr. Wackenheimer would like to comment on this, and his comments were, Senator, look, I got to make a living, the dwarf's got to eat, so I throw a dwarf. What are you going to do? And then, of course, as this continues now, the senator becomes highly critical of the fact that the potential judge on the federal appeals court now might have been pro-dwarf tossing, as if this is going to affect the United States of America. I don't know if there's a movement in the U.S. to have dwarf tossing. I don't know if this is a thing. I don't know if we've signed petitions for this. I don't know if there are people out there going, hey, who's with me? Let's have some dwarf tossing. Maybe an Olympic sport. Who's got a medal? And then it would be a very, very short medal, clearly. Are we done with this nonsense?
Yeah, no, that was the entire.
Just go back to the last 30 seconds, please, yes. Where then the senator accuses her of being pro-dwarf tossing.
There
please.
Was an individual, Mr. Wackenheim, who made his living doing that, and he said that this ban affected his dignitary interests. But in my article, I don't take a position one way or another on these issues. I'm just pointing out.
I think your article has been interpreted as that you were okay with a dwarf tossing. This is one of the reasons.
You know what, Senator? You're right. I am. In fact, right now, let's do some dwarf tossing, all right? If I win, I go on the court. If you win, I don't. How about that? Let's settle it right here. And to placate Senator Booker, I'm going to make sure one of them's gay. That's the real question. Did anyone ever hire an LGBTQ dwarf to be tossed in France? That's really the question the Democrats should be concerned about in the Judiciary Committee. I want to hear Cory Booker ask that question. Were any of these dwarfs LGBTQ? We're open to it. Yes, this is the state of the Democratic Party in the United States Senate. So thank God we weren't making the Wizard of Oz right now, because Senator Maisie Hirano would have a real. Yeah, you like a good dwarf tossing? You like a good take the kids?
Well, if a dwarf, Mr. Wackenheim, wants to keep his living, I support somebody's right to make a living.
I got to make a living. I got kids to eat.
You know?
I got kids to feed. What am I going to do?
Eat, feed.
I got to eat, feed, whatever. These dwarfs are tasty. Am I right?
Interpreted as that you were okay with a dwarf tossing. This is one of the reasons that an organization that supports their issues is very much against your nomination.
Well, she's lost the pro-dwarf lobby, so... She probably should withdraw her nomination to the D.C. Where are we right now? What sort of giant asteroid hit already? Just hit us. End it. End it. We got Democrat governors in Virginia talking about doing the moonwalk and shoe polish face. And now Democrats asking about dwarf tossing and whether or not a woman who's never been a judge has had gay clerks. I'm living in a walking edition of The Onion. And I want out. I just want out. But I have kids to feed, so I have to keep doing this nonsense.
Riccioli 3 to 6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.